What has the coronavirus exposed about the worldview of our culture, of individuals? We talked about governments and things like that and the crackdowns, but what about people's response to this? I think there are several things that I've been just been watching in the news, and you know, you read online and people's reactions to this whole thing. And I think it's really exposed certain flaws in our worldview. And the first one is that how unprepared people are for any disruption of their life. In other words, we have this idea, this worldview, that things are always going to continue as they always have been. It's easy to fall into that, but these things happen. Now, they may not have happened in our lifetime. This is unprecedented for my lifetime. I'm 50 years old. Maybe for the older generation, you remember World War II, the Holocaust or something like that, when things were drastically reordered. But I don't remember a time in my life where basically most of the world, at least significant first world countries, are on lockdown and business has stopped. And we're just sitting around waiting for, you know, the next dictate from government at this point. So how unprepared we are for disruption, you know, beyond just basic food and supplies, and we don't have, you know, any kind of backup in case the grocery store down the street runs out of stocks on their shelves, but that people and businesses have very little saved for emergency. You see reports on television and so forth that people are saying their business is going to go bankrupt in a week or two, and or individuals say they, you know, they can't make payments on things. And this is only after a week or two of shutdowns. I mean, that is just way too highly leveraged and presumptuous upon the future to be running on that little margin in case there's any disruption. No business, no person should go bankrupt after 2 weeks of disruption. That's just poor planning. I mean, maybe there's some extreme cases, but all of us should be working toward in our finances, whatever they may be, that we have 3 to 6 months of reserve in case something unexpected happens. We lose our job, there's a death, there's a sickness, whatever. We should be working toward that instead of presuming that, you know, I got this income coming in, I can count on it next week and the next week and the next week. We can't. That's what this virus has taught me, at least, is that how we need to be prepared, not hoarding, not live in a bunker for 6 years. It's not going to work, by the way, if everything goes south in the world. But, you know, having some reserve and some preparation so that a disruption like this, however long it may last, we can hold out and be fairly stable and move on with our lives and be able to take care of our families for at least 3 months, 6 months, and maybe more. Number two thing that I think this has exposed about our worldview of our society is that how people expect and look to government to save them. You know, there's a reason that God designed the family to be the primary umbrella of protection for people and not the government. So as the nuclear family, as dad and mom raising children in the discipline and instruction of the Lord, as that is being pushed to the side, it's disappearing, becoming less common, being redesigned to different kinds of, quote, family arrangements, the safety net is no longer dad and mom, you know, income coming in and taking care of the kids. The safety net is government. That's who people look to. And then people think King Trump should just wave a wand and make this go away, or that government should have, you know, a million ventilators in storage somewhere behind the White House. You know, what is the government going to do for me? Or what is my business going to do to me now that I have to work at home? What am I going to do with my kids? What are you, the business, going to do with my kids who are now home that I can't send to daycare or school? There's this immediate change in people's perspective that takes place, that when things are disrupted, there's not enough apparently of a family intact unit and umbrella of protection there, that they're immediately going outside and saying, what is government and what is my corporate job going to be able to do for me? Now, in line here going on is the government apparently is now going to issue a $1 trillion. No wonder people look to government. They're going to be doing a $1 trillion stimulus package. I mean, where are we getting that money? Are we printing it? What does that do to inflation? What does that do to our economy? We're already $24 trillion in debt. The government's going to be issuing $1,200 checks to every person in the country. Or I don't know if everyone gets one, but I'm not sure how that's going to work out. But they're going to be writing checks to people. And that's where our mentality has gone today. People expect and look to the government to save them. But what is the impact of that? What is the effect of that? I think that's a sad reality that has come from this particular situation with the coronavirus.